What is up, everybody? It's your boy Skittles. Today we got a fucking full house, and if you're watching live on Twitch, you can see that. But this is the first crossover episode of the Unnamed Studios or Productions. So if you're watching on,
we did not steal it. I swear we didn't steal this idea from CW.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we are fans of Arrow and whatnot now, so yeah, I mean, we can somewhat steal the idea from them. We got Miss Madison from D&D Movies.
Hi.
And then, of course, me from The Skittle Show and Rex and I from the Random Unnamed Podcast.
Sup.
So, this episode is going through all three of our episodes, plus it's being live streamed on Twitch.
We also got one more special guest in the background.
Yeah. And then we got our boy Flex. What's up, Flex?
How y'all doing again?
We are doing a watch-along on Twitch today. We're going to be watching... is it technically Disney now? Can you say Disney's Marvel Studios, or is it just Marvel Studios now? Because technically it says Marvel Studios.
It's still Marvel, it's just Disney's just that.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
Those tiny little letters behind Marvel that you can't see.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, but yes, we'll be live streaming, or not live streaming, but watching along the Marvel Studios' first Avengers. So, yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be... talking about it, watching it, and talking about it throughout the movie. Still trying to figure out audio for this shit, because technically we're not supposed to have it on Twitch.
Oh, damn.
So, yeah, we're going to have some fun while we're watching this. So, yeah, we'll be here for a while. So, all right. Ready? Everybody ready?
Ready.
Yep.
All right. Alright, so I turned it off on there, so if anybody's got something to say, you gotta let me know so I can pause this and then unmute the mic. That's the fucked up part about this.
Ah, shit.
Because, I mean, I thought about putting it on Disney Plus on the Roku, but then this is somewhat better.
The Tesseract.
But, I mean, I could put it on Disney Plus instead.
It is on a little world.
That way we can actually talk about it while it's actually watching it. All right, we'll just do that then.
It's power.
Yeah, it'll be a lot easier.
Yep. All right, turn that off.
Then all you have to do for that is just mute.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, hold on. While we figure this shit out. There we go.
And since is this going to show up on Twitch?
No.
We're good. Loopholes.
Madison and Miss Tallulah says hi.
Hi.
Dude, it is nice outside. It is nice outside, right?
It's nice outside, but it's also hot.
Dude, it does. Yeah, it is a little hot. Not as hot as it'll be next week. Next week it's supposed to be up to. Back up to like 100 and shit for a few days. So,
ah, fuck.
So that part will suck. So, right?
2020's been bad so far. You know, Fresno is like fucking the opposite of Game of Thrones. In Game of Thrones, they have like long winters, and then it's Fresno, it's like long ass summers. You didn't hear a damn thing we said, huh? So we can hear the audio, but they can't.
Yeah, we should be able to hear the audio, and then people on Twitch should not be able to hear it. So. You know, my biggest thing about this right here is obviously we know in the long run that Thanos is the one that gives Loki the scepter.
Yeah.
Okay. My question is, did Thanos ever know that the Mind Stone was actually inside of it? So because that's always been my question is that Thanos has been collecting all of the Infinity Stones, but he ends up giving Loki the Mind Stone. And that kind of doesn't make sense. But how is it that Thanos doesn't know that was actually the Mind Stone?
But then at some point we have to assume that he does know, because
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He wouldn't have no idea about it in Infinity War.
But in Infinity War, it was already inside of Vision at the time.
The scepter doesn't have the Mind Stone. The Mind Stone was somewhere else then, because
no, the Mind Stone's inside the scepter.
I thought there was a different stone inside of it, because that's powered by the Tesseract, I think.
No. This isn't powered by the Tesseract is right here. This is what creates the portal. Ends up having the stone in it in Age of Ultron. See, that's the Tesseract right there that they're fucking with.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what's up?
You're young, you have to raise your hand first.
What's up?
What is all of your favorite food?
This isn't, man, this is not a food question. This is come on, Miss D&D Movies. We're talking about the movie.
And you've seen this plenty of times.
Yeah, exactly.
But then again, back to the question I had. But then again, Thanos is a fucking calculated motherfucker, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but at the same time, he doesn't really know that, you know, he's got, you know, he doesn't know. I mean, you look at in Endgame, where he goes back in time, or goes forward in time, and we meet that 2014 Thanos. He doesn't really, you know, have the grasp of everything that he can do with it. You know, he talks about what he wants to do with it, but he never really, you know, understands what he can actually do with it.
I don't know if this is me, but every time I see Samuel Jackson, man, I can't take him serious. I'm not a real believer.
Right? Yeah, because the Tesseract is what's creating the space bridge for Loki to come back to Earth.
Yeah. Which is weird, considering he really doesn't need that.
But in all the other times in the past, in the Thor movies, he had the bridge on Asgard.
And there's also back doors in Asgard that lead to other realms,
That he knew about. But he wasn't at this point, he wasn't on Asgard, because people thought he was... Because this was after
Dark World.
Yeah, so everybody thought Loki was dead. Because they make it seem like it, because it's blue, they make it seem like it's being powered by the Tesseract.
You also figure that since that's where the Soul Stone is, Odin would have done something more drastic to keep it out the clutches of
everyone. Yeah.
He should have grabbed Samuel Jackson and touched his other eye with it.
You know what's funny is when this was all being filmed and made, originally Hiddleston had tried out for Thor, the role of Thor, before he actually before Chris got it, and he got role of Loki. I actually think I couldn't picture him as Thor, for one, and honestly, I think he makes the perfect fucking Loki.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in the first two Thor movies, I mean, it was, you know, he stepped into the role, but in this, he really made it where it was like anybody else. I don't think anybody else would have been as perfect as he was.
Yeah, we all know that he tried doing this shit on Iron Man later on in the movie. Yeah. So if he was in. If Loki was to do this shit in the time where there are knights and dragons and shit, he wouldn't got a single damn knight unless they had no armor on or something.
Right?
I don't understand.
What?
How did Loki even get them to be on his side?
Because he touched the scepter to their chest.
Yeah.
And changed their heart.
He used a spell card that is probably still banned in Yu-Gi-Oh! Change of heart. take control of one monster for the turn, and apparently Loki has a long ass turn.
Right.
Damn, that stormtrooper ain't, yo.
Huh.
You would figure that since Disney owns a lot of stuff now,
mm-hmm.
that maybe stormtroopers will have some aim against the Jedi's. Because apparently in Order 66 going on, they were able to just wow. Mm-hmm. But when it came to the main characters, it was just like.
But then again, I mean, if you actually
the far left.
honestly, if you actually go back and watch Revenge of the Sith and actually watch the Order 66 scene, they missed a shit ton too.
I have a way different question.
What?
What are your guys' favorite movies?
That has nothing to do with the Avengers. We're supposed to be talking about the movie that we're watching.
You all right there? You good? Yo. Little Miss Skittles, you all right there?
Yes.
You look like you just took a quadruple strike to the face just now.
Oh, dude. I fucked with her last night. Oh, my God. Holy fuck, did I fuck with her. All right. So, I'm playing my Shin deck. Okay. We're playing...
Wait, hold on. Before you continue...
Go ahead.
See what's happening here. Everything's crumbling down. Why this can't happen to the Equinox building? So that way our credit can be set.
So, last night we're playing. She's playing her Yamcha deck. I'm playing the Shin deck. And we're playing. It's turn 5. Or turn 4. And I make sure to leave her at 3 lives. You know, so that way, just in case, I know that she doesn't. Just in case, if she has the 8 drop Frieza, I know that she can't play it. You know, so I survived that turn. We go another turn, and I go ahead and get her down to 1 life. But she plays the
8 drop,
the Master Roshi, so I can't swing with the 30 drop or the 9 drop or the 7 drop Shins. So I pass my turn to her. She's got she plays an energy. She's got 6 energies. You know, she swings everything else. You know, trying to get my life down and whatnot. And so then she plays the
8 drop
Frieza, And I'm like, okay, not a problem. So she pulls the Nimbus out of my hand. And then
I hate that card.
And then I had to use she had had two other battle cards on the field, so I had to use the Release from Evils on them and whatnot. So I wasn't able to use that on the Frieza. But then, so she swung with it, right? And she comboed with everything in her hand, everything everything in her hand, everything on the field. She was up to like 75,000. I'm like, all right. Tap two, comboed with the grade 8 Bardock. And then I comboed with the 4 drop Haze, discarded a card, and KO'd the 8 drop Frieza. Because it says when this card attacks or is used in a combo, you can discard a Shadow Dragon and KO a card that's greater than your opponent's energy. Yeah, she did.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, she was a little pissed off, and because she had nothing left in her hand, nothing else to attack with, so she had to fucking pass her turn. So I played energy, tapped all 6, brought out 7 Shadow Dragons, and just attacked once.
That was gonna be game.
I like this part of the movie. Just because of Coulson.
He knows what's going on.
He knows what's going on.
He was like, oh, shit.
That's the one string he knows that he can pull to be able to get her to come back in instantly.
Like, if you ever get into a fight with Black Widow, just be like, don't do it, Hawkeye lost his bow.
He's just casually chilling.
Yeah. He's like, all right, not a problem. I'll wait.
Why does she not get any weapons?
Because she don't need no weapons. Oh, you know how fucked up his hip is after this? That just pulls the entire hip out of its place. I mean, he's done for.
What, like, I want to know is, why is that one knee, her left kneecap got blood on it? Like, what the hell were they doing? Like, what was their style of torture?
I didn't even see that.
Like, if you go back and you look... You look, it's one of those weird things that you never see, you never notice in the movie, but you just look, you're like,
yeah. That's the one thing about Mrs. Skittles. She sees all those things that you're like, nah, that's no. And then she's like, yeah, you go back and watch it, and you're like, oh shit, fuck.
Like, it has to be a movie that I have seen multiple times, though, to where, where I remember at least like a good 95% of the movie.
Yeah. For sure.
He has a... So her dad has a fever and he's moaning. I don't think he's sick. Hey, man, yeah. Yeah, he has to pay for the meditation fee somehow or something. And she still has the money in her hand, too.
Oh, yeah, she never paid up. That's why he says, yeah. Should have got paid up front.
She came in. She came in like she. It's funny how Black Widow, she would come in dressed up and all dolled up and everything, but she still, but somehow she still makes it to where. You know what? I could actually, you know, just put a little slit right here, a little slit right here. Yeah, I'm about to fuck you up.
Yo.
Have they ever mentioned S.W.O.R.D. in any of the Avengers movies?
Not in any of the Avenger movies or any of the MCU, but they did in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the TV show. Because pretty much was what the last two seasons was about, was them starting their own S.W.O.R.D. and shit like that about and whatnot. I didn't actually watch it, so I don't know, but I mean, I don't know.
Damn, it's an old model of a phone.
Oh, hella old, right?
It's still, but it still has touchscreen though.
Huh.
You know they ain't gonna do nothing, right?
No, this is gonna piss them off.
What did Debo say on Friday? What's that's gonna do but make me mad? In this case, yeah, that'll make the Hulk mad. She's like, oh shit. I feel like at one point in time, this is how presidents talk to other people in the, of the
oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
I wouldn't doubt it. Uh-huh.
Right.
Oh shit, it's Human Torch. The first one. You know what's funny? Both characters that play Human Torch in the Fantastic Four had redeeming roles in the MCU.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Damn. Knocked the sand out that bag.
Oh.
He did.
Like, if you were in Captain America's shoes, you just been thawed out of your longest popsicle coma ever. What's the first thing would you do? Would you try to get to know the way of the world first, or would you just do whatever the hell he's doing right now?
I don't know. I think
no matter what, Fury's gonna catch up to you.
Oh yeah, at some point. But I think for Cap at this point, because this was before Winter Soldier and whatnot, so this is, you know, before he really started to get the understanding that the world definitely not the same, you know, and you know, throughout this movie is what really pushes him towards Winter Soldier, where he starts to question a lot of things, you know, being lied to and whatnot.
What do you think Captain America will vote for in the election? and this is also on the basis that he knows everything, good and bad, that the public knows, and also some other shit.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of times where he seems, I don't know. We've talked about it on our show before. There are certain times where, you know, you can view one thing as one way, but then view something else a completely different way. So,
wait. So I don't understand.
What?
So when he punched that bag off, I don't understand how he got any more.
He had a bunch of extras.
Yeah.
He had them all lined up right there on the floor.
Put it like this. When you play DBS, when you go to a DBS tournament, you obviously want to have extra stuff to put into your deck, right?
True.
So, pretty much, he had a bunch of... The punching bag was his deck, and he bought an extra side deck. She was like, yeah, I get it now. I totally get
right,
it.
Right.
Then why didn't we just see it on the screen?
See what? He had a bunch of extra ones laying on the ground.
What's next? You gonna ask what his leader card is? When does he awaken? Well, it feels like for Captain America, his awakening condition is when your life is below zero. Or when your temperature is below 30. untapped two energies. I think nobody can there's nobody that can replace Iron Man's role.
No. No.
I think they also found a good person to play Pepper Potts too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think a lot of people could play Pepper, but I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow is a really good Pepper.
Yeah.
Twelve %
That would maybe be wrong.
What?
Having my Aatrox Frieza be 1,000 power.
How is it that we're supposed to be talking about the movie and we're talking about everything else?
I think someone wants to play DBS
again. Right?
I do.
Yeah, well, after the movie.
Okay. Which, how long is... Never mind. Don't answer.
With that being said... If there's parts you want to skip because it seems like or if we find any parts, how about this? If we find any parts that really is just there, we should just skip over like by like 5 to 10 minutes. They should have just kept the. I think if Marvel would have kept the whole Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is in the same time frame mm-hmm. as as the MCU. I think it would have been a lot better. Hell, they can even throw it back in now, actually.
Yeah, they could, but I think it's their way of somewhat introducing the multiverse and whatnot. I mean, come next year, I mean, there's a potential of they released the new dates today, yesterday, of all the movies. And, I mean, Black Widow got moved until May of next year. But there's a potential of 6 Marvel movies next year to, you know, between the start of 2021 to the very early 2022, there's a potential of 6 Marvel movies. So, plus the trailer for WandaVision came out, and that looks clean.
Which so, the new villain might be Kang the Conqueror, I think.
In what?
In WandaVision?
I don't know.
Oh, damn it, I missed the security breach part. The one and only time you ever see Phil Coulson geek out.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. What's funny, there's a scene coming up. Here, I'll go ahead and skip it since we're talking. Oh shit, I forgot. What the fuck happened? Since we're talking about just skipping scenes, there's a scene coming up right here. I watched the behind the scenes of it and whatnot. And it was kind of cool knowing that they didn't actually do anything. All of this, when they're filming these scenes like here,
yeah,
were all filmed on an airport. A runway. There was no green screen or anything like that. It was all green. All filmed on a
airport.
Airport runway, especially the part coming up where it starts to take off, and Cap and Banner are just looking down. They're just looking at grass in the long run.
I would say not to crash that plane,
because
then you would just have to walk, and that's maybe a long walk wherever you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, gentlemen, you might want to step inside, but we're on grass.
Right?
We don't need... That
it's a nice piece of grass right there.
Oh, it's right. Sort of a it's long drop. It's green
like when you get angry.
Oh.
That is sort of a long drop.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't jump in there if I were you.
Yeah.
Yeah, grass could be pretty dangerous. Can you imagine that one person who forgot their mask? Probably majority of today's population.
I was gonna say who doesn't forget their mask. I like the right after they go inside the building, inside the ship, they
Cap hands Fury
the $10 on the $10 bet. That shit was fucking funny.
Here.
Are you having fun?
Yes.
You're barely talking about the movie. This part is fucked up, man. This part is messed up, man. It's a wrong way to go, that's for sure.
Man, you won't be able to see it fully either.
Oh. That's... Ow. This eyeball getting ripped out. Man.
I ain't gonna lie. Loki's suit was fresh as hell.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yep.
It is. Now.
And then he goes Rudolph.
Now it is not. If those are police,
is it me or did he, or when he shot that, it hit the stream before it could actually hit the car, before mm-hmm. the car even met the fucking uh-huh. glass.
Yeah.
Was that a police car or?
Mm-hmm.
Then why did it not look like a police car?
So when he said Neil, do you think he'll get pissed off at the person who sat down? Motherfucker, I said Neil.
I mean, he gets pissed off at the people who stand.
Fuck! I'll hate to see his reaction during the Kaepernick.
Oh, shit.
One guy is just
madly in love with Logan. It's just like, Loki ever dies or he ever more. Send him out to the boys. I don't ever watch this game. All
right, now what were you going to say?
He is standing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He probably should not.
Captain America shows up, everybody's like, oh shit, stand for the flag, y'all.
Well, yeah, because it's technically red, white, and blue.
Yep.
As more people start to stand in the back, as you say that.
I liked his suit when he was not like that, but now I sort of don't like the suit.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice suit when he was inside the building, and now it's not.
Oh shit, let me turn off my super suit. Now, this has to be one of the funniest introductions to for Thor to meet Cap. For Thor to meet everybody and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
I feel like the part, not this part, but the other part we saw just a minute ago was the same before the movie started.
What do you mean?
When you saw the mountains.
Oh, uh-huh.
It just looked like that intro.
Mm-hmm. What's funny about this scene is, so in this, as soon as Loki gets taken, Cap goes and puts on a parachute, but at the start of Winter Soldier, he just jumps out the plane with no fucking parachute on.
Well, there's Thor
mm-hmm.
on top of the plane, or airplane, whatever you want to call it. Ouch. That had hurt. And why did Thor take him? Now you might have to go and kill him.
That's all right.
He's like, fuck, did we grab his parachute?
For a minute, the way he started running, like, he's about to jump. All right.
Now he has his parachute to jump so he doesn't die. If he didn't have a parachute.
And he doesn't pop.
Imagine.
The whole question is, where does the parachute land? As soon as Cap lands.
Right.
Imagine that he hasn't. Imagine he hadn't.
You listen here.
Yeah, this part right here.
Imagine that Captain America didn't have a parachute and he still
I'm listening
would have not died.
What?
Imagine Cap not having a parachute. He doesn't have
he I don't think he would have died due to the second movie.
You weareth her drapes.
Or maybe let's fight. I was right.
Mm-hmm.
I would have just kept the hammer down and just, like, all right.
Just fight bare hand. Imagine in the movie it doesn't have a fight, but Thor would drop his hammer, whatever you want to call it, and then he would ask Cap, Iron Man, anybody in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Asked to pick up his Thor, that would be heavy, mm-hmm. super heavy. And what if they don't have muscle?
Well, we all know that. We all know that Captain America.
Yeah, Cap eventually picks up the hammer.
Use your superpowers. Just use your super powers.
You're weird.
We should commentate every fight in the movie.
I don't understand why is he not using his powers.
Who?
Iron Man.
He is. He's using the suit.
Iron Man's power is the suit.
Is the suit.
And also staying alive. That's his passive, Billy. Yeah, where the fuck's the parachute?
He probably lands and then takes it off. My question is, why is he on top of a broken down tree?
Yeah. I don't know. Wait, why is
That right there, that's in one thing is called Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah.
That's actually an attack.
Hmm.
Like there's like Thor can hit Captain America's hammer and cause a massive shockwave.
Oh,
uh-huh. Or Iron Man can shoot Captain America's shield and make his unit beam split.
Oh, well, I mean they do that. Throughout the movies, I mean, at the start of Age of Ultron during the forest fight, he hits the hammer and sends the shockwave.
There is not Hulk. He might turn to Hulk in this movie.
It'll be hella funny if he just transformed right here. The fuck he's smiling?
Oh.
That'll be some Black Hulk shit.
Right?
Fuck you looking at, man.
I was a little nervous.
That Like, people, like, if someone can come up with that shit right there.
Oh, fuck.
And just make it entirely safe, or just make it to where you get the feeling like you're falling. You know how many people will pay for it just to ride that shit?
30,000 feet.
And call it Ant Boot.
Boot.
That was a 30,000 drop air.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you aren't going to jump.
Just looked at Banner like, ooh, he talked shit about you.
Right.
What you
gonna do? That would be funny in the movie.
What?
Cap said, let's do the flag.
Can you enlighten the world on what the hell that is? Let's do the flag.
All of the people where the part that he land or not land. He had his shield as maybe a flag, which it is sort of a flag, but it's a shield.
Hey, you want to make sure you leave your microphone on?
It is still on.
Now it is, because I just turned it back on for you.
And right about there.
You probably better go. Except for you. You go. Except for you. You're stuck. Forever, I think. That's funny.
That's the one thing about her, where she can just manipulate people.
Yeah. The billionaire playboy philanthropist.
Yeah.
I wish Thor was in there, and where they are all in.
Champion pack, Bulmus.
They're only like $3.
Two for $6.
That's not bad.
Remember that, or Monday or something, remember we were going to do all of this and I said something about...
Just watch the movie.
Thor is right there.
Mm-hmm.
I love how Iron Man is wearing his Iron Man suit. Which he probably should be, like Thor, and they have it. I don't understand how they got it. Now it's upside down. They're upside down. They're all upside down. Except they weren't. They're not.
All right, everybody, strap up. We're going up against Nick Fury and a couple of powerful fucking people. Mm. So make sure you have all your 9mm and your NATO rounds.
Right.
And watch out for the big green one.
Right, exactly.
I have an invisible seatbelt on.
Did you have lunch today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
She's on one today.
I was a little bit nervous, but now I'm sort of excited.
Ooh.
I sort of hate my headphones because when I only do one ear, it sort of falls off. Stay on.
How in the flickety fuck?
How did he do that?
That arrow said, turn to the left.
How did he even do that? Why did you say,
has he tried listening to has he tried listening to the early stage Justin Bieber? Rebecca Black.
God.
Wait, why did he drop the scepter?
Because he didn't realize he didn't realize.
Who just walked by?
He said, I'm not afraid to hit an old man.
Mm.
Don't get into a fight. You guys should have got out of that. Probably had a parachute if you...
He's like, all right, man, I told you to put on the suit. Now go put on the suit.
He did technically say that a lot of times, like 20,000 million times. What?
Weirdo.
So... what do you think the real Fury was doing all this time? Like, all this time? Was he... because remember how... remember at this point, he was nowhere near Earth, so to say.
Yeah, but we don't know when he wasn't on Earth anymore. At the end of Spider-Man, we find out that... at the end of Spider-Man, we find out that he's not on Earth. But how long has he been? How long has it been?
Right.
You know.
Is that technically a movie?
What?
Spider-Man?
Yes.
Can we just go on with that, even though?
No, because last time I put it on for you and the kids, back when your dad was in jail, y'all didn't watch a damn scene from it.
Your foot is stuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good angle.
This is the first of many fights between Thor and Hulk. Which is actually, I mean, this scene right...
Thor Ragnarok had the best one.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But right here, when he actually tries to pick up the hammer...
Wait, so how is Cap gonna pick up the Thor? No, not Thor. The hammer.
It's not in this movie. It's like three movies later.
It's three Avengers later.
I thought it was in this one.
No.
Well, never mind.
Coulson's like, I'm going for the good shit.
that's scary as shit. Just be laying on your back like, gosh damn. Oh. Just get picked up.
You guys should maybe get out of there. Just in case if the whole entire thing explodes.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going in there? Oh, wait. Out. Yeah. What? No. What? Why are you going in there?
To be able to get...
There's a lot of stuff broken. There's a lot of stuff broken. And there's a fight between Thor and Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of there! Okay, you should get out of there.
Mm-hmm. I was like, nah, man.
Nah.
That way.
You go where I want you to go.
But you still had a parachute. Grenade!
Push R1 and through my back.
You did not, or you probably did have a parachute. Wait, where's his shield? In arrow, but that was cool.
Upload the Pornhub virus.
Go, get out of there. Just get out of there. You probably should get out of there if I were one of them. Yes.
Nothing.
Well, we could see that if Madison was in the Marines and there was 33 people and someone threw a grenade, we can tell that it's either 33 people died or 32, and she's the one that made it happen.
Aww.
I'm just gonna say this might sound wrong, but what if Iron Man did not have any suit or any muscles?
If he didn't have the suit, he'd just been a dead person in a cave making weapons for somebody in the Middle East.
He could use a gun if he probably did not have a suit.
Oh, shit. After image technique.
Oh.
Yay! Ow. 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 sort of. That was sort of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how did he get out and he got in? How did,
So, at one of the animated Avenger shows,
mm-hmm.
Coulson and Thor, they're hella close.
Mm-hmm.
And Thor never stopped calling him Son of Coal.
Oh, uh-huh.
Good thing that did not have nothing in it. 300,000 million feet in air. Of air.
You are a weird kid.
Damn.
That's why it was 30,000 million 100,000 feet.
Yep.
Air.
Tell me that ain't the oldest. But that's all right there.
I'm here, not here.
Weird.
Yes.
This is where the movie kind of gets boring after the fight scene. It kind of gets boring for a little, for a while.
At least we're almost done with the movie.
Yep, just about done.
And then maybe we can play a little bit of a game that can maybe cause all four of us.
Weird. So now it's the hour and 42 minute mark is when we finally get the Battle of New York scene. I mean, to be honest, this is one of the best overall fight scenes in all of the Marvel movies. I mean, there's some pretty good ones, but this is one of the best ones.
I think we're sort of talking about the movie and sort of not. We're just talking about something else.
You're supposed to be watching the movie.
Yeah, and talking about the movie. Like, have we steered away from the path a little bit? Yeah.
Yeah. But then again, that's what we always do on our shit.
Exactly. Sucks to be that cameraman.
Oh.
At least they have more cameramans, but I don't understand how they have a camera. Which I don't think they do not. Unless if they...
When's the last time you took a nap?
You ain't getting no more cookies for lunch, that's for sure.
I want cookies!
You got a sugar rush and shit.
For real.
How did he get out?
Huh? Oh, right.
How did Thor get out?
I'm
going to
go outside and check the mail. What the fuck's going on?
Hey, I'm about to come pick you up. sure about that?
How did Thor get out of the trap thing?
It broke.
He broke it?
That's another thing right there. He made one little small crack. I would have just been like, shit. Bah. And then once you start falling, just once the thing shatters and you fall, mm-hmm. just swing, twirl your hammer.
Right.
Imagine we would have an arrow cast stream.
You're not ready for that.
Will you just watch the movie and let's talk about the movie?
So who? All right, Madison. Since you haven't really said anything about the movie, who would you rather chill with? Like, if you had to go and get lunch with one of the Asgardians, would it be Loki or would it be Thor?
Who would you want to have lunch with, Thor or Loki?
Whoever's not a bad guy.
So Thor?
Isn't he sort of also a bad guy?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's put a spin on that. Loki's not actually a bad guy.
What do you mean?
In future movies.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, just who would you have lunch with?
Thor or Loki?
He's just a pick one.
I would probably say maybe both. To see who's not bad and see who's
Madison,
good.
Madison, pick one or the other.
It's just one or the other.
You get one and your mom gets the other one. There you go. Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure me and Skittles know who she would choose.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What would I choose?
No, we were talking about your mother.
She might choose what? I don't know.
Will you just answer the question?
Thor or Loki?
One who... I'm gonna give...
No. It's a simple answer. Thor.
Loki, he'll take you to Taco Bell. Thor says he'll take you to Del Taco.
Who are you
Thor. Just because you said Del Taco.
Now, what if Loki took you to Del Taco?
Take them both.
But Thor's gonna take you to he's gonna take you to Taco Bell.
Then Loki.
Now what if Odin decides to take you to Buffalo Wild Wings on a Thursday?
That sounds very good on Thursday. Super good. Now, I have a question.
I think that's what we got. We definitely got to do that on Thursday.
Right.
Now, I have a question for you guys.
What? Is it movie related?
It has to be something to do with the movie. If not, you can ask us after the stream.
What part is your favorite of the movie? That's part of the movie, right?
What's your favorite? What is the favorite part of the movie?
Yeah. You can have whatever part is your favorite, or you can have all of the parts, or the whole entire movie.
Weirdo. I don't know. Probably this scene, the whole fight scene.
Ah. What I would probably say is
I think the Loki Hulk scene.
Oh, scene that's coming up.
Wait, so I don't understand. I don't understand how he was sort of a bad guy, and now he's not.
Because Black Widow hit him over the head.
Like this.
Maybe what if we were playing Dragon Ball while streaming? That would be so fun. That would be so much fun.
Nah, this shit was funny right here.
Huh.
There's a big old fight. There's a fight. Next to you. That's why you go.
He was like, that's all I need to see.
Right.
That's like watching a Tyron Woodley fight. Like, why the hell should I bet on Tyron Woodley for? You see him get one of those famous knockouts he's famous for, and you're like, oh, that's why, okay.
Oh, exactly.
That would be good. For lunch, Del Taco.
That's not gonna happen today.
I know it's not, but I meant it does sound good.
Nothing says it can't sound good. It's just not going to happen.
So what is happening today?
For?
In general, as far as food-wise.
I don't know.
I don't know. What are we gonna?
If your brothers could read, we would say go read the menu on the fridge. But
I think it's supposed to be steak and potatoes, but I'm not sure.
Probably because we haven't had it for the last 2 days. Why did you take a motorcycle?
Hey,
you gonna stop yelling?
They can't hear you. The people in the chat can hear you. People watching the stream can hear you.
Anybody who's listening to the show we've had those comments for a while.
Alright.
I'd like to use the chat.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
Hey. Will you watch the movie?
Please. Please?
No.
Please?
I'm gonna kick you out.
Folks like, I could scream too, bitch.
Yeah. He can, because he's sort of... Wait. So, maybe in the game or something, does Rolly Hulk in a game have hair?
What?
Hulk has hair naturally, man.
Yeah.
I know, but also, does he also have...
He has hair naturally throughout, even in the games and comic books.
He does?
Yes.
I thought he did not.
Smash.
Hulk smash!
Right. Will you stop yelling into the mic?
My ears breathe for a minute.
My thing is, alright, I understand him using the hammer right here takes energy and everything like that, but why the fuck do you not just, like, stay there the entire time? Like, it's not that, or just you're killing everybody as they're coming through. I mean, you're doing some damage, killing a lot of people coming through the portal and whatnot. But
it's like he's playing Call of Duty, and we're playing fucking hard hat or fucking or domination, and just
right.
Or he's playing Warzone, and he's just gatekeeping.
Huh.
How did he not look? And he knew where it was.
He doesn't have to.
His name is Hawkeye. He has the eye of a hawk. I think.
So what's your favorite part of the movie?
He already answered that. It's the Hulk Loki scene that's about to happen in a minute.
So then what is your favorite part?
She's going through the whole tribe. Bring the boys in here.
My favorite part of the movie happened a while ago. It was when Thor took Loki off the ship and then he just got hit from the side by everything. Well, that was one of my favorite parts of the movie.
I'm surprised. Was Loki in Marvel Infinite?
That'd be clean, but I mean,
she was about to give Cap the work. She was like, everything you had in that bottle is about to be gone.
Right? It's gonna be fun.
I thought she was about to say fine, but she said fun. Out.
Oh. Right?
At least he dodged that one. I thought, no, I probably did know that, that Thor can, not Thor, Hulk can,
this part was funny too, though.
Go high up in the air and just say, Hulk. That was funny.
First of all, what the fuck? What kind of Molly did I take last night?
Oh, yeah, right?
Like, I like how in the superhero shows or any shows that have to do with, like, heroes in general.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything otherworldly in general. The army is always like, yeah, let's go ahead and back them up. I'll be that one and I'm like... You got a man flying around shooting lightning out of his hammer. You got a big ass green dude beating the shit out of things. Like, our best bet is to only take out the one with the bow and the redhead. That's it.
Oh.
To the flag! Because Captain America is there. He has the red, white, and blue suit on. To the flag!
You are weird. You know that?
Maybe.
Yeah. You are. There's no maybe about it.
Stupid ass decision.
I was about to say, we could maybe just make a movie of Captain Marvel.
Well, that's the first time I've ever, I think... that I remember her actually saying that, calling him Hawkeye.
Wait, how did he know that was... Never mind. I think I know why. Why did you... I don't understand why you jumped off.
Beat his ass.
Oh.
I'm a god like Mirrors.
He's like, oh, shit.
Pure God.
Wait, so does that mean Loki is dead?
No.
Master, come on now. You've seen all the other ones, haven't you?
Aw. I'm just being weird now.
I think she you had too much sugar, yo.
Right? Somebody ain't getting dessert tonight.
Yeah, I just... I love the part of Hulk grabbing Loki and smashing him all around.
See, you loving that, but that's the guy that's going that was supposed to take you to Del Taco.
That would be funny if we had a donut show that a donut is good, donut is not good.
We were talking about a movie here, Ken.
Yes, I know. He just realized he didn't have any more arrows.
Yeah, because Oliver Queen needed help.
Wait, why should... Never mind. I was about to say, should he have a parachute?
Probably shouldn't open your mouth while glass is falling.
Oh, right?
That's someone's hand. I'm bumping into.
Yes, you are.
That was fucked up. About this, Hulk is the strongest. He's literally the strongest Avenger.
Ow.
Yeah.
But they downplayed him so much.
Oh, uh-huh. Ow.
For sure.
Ow. Ow.
Will you stop?
Ow. Ow.
I think this is gonna be the one and only ever live stream watch along with you.
Ow. Ow.
Oh dang! What happened? What happened?
Ow. 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 Ow.
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
There we go. All right, now she's muted.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
If you're not watching on stream and you're listening to this, if you go back and watch this on Twitch, you see, nobody's touching her. She's just rocking back and forth in her chair.
What's in those cookies?
Huh?
Oh,
they're Costco cookies, man.
What's up, man? You know.
Someone's here.
You want to take over Madison's spot?
No. No.
You want to say what's something on the mic? What you gonna say? Something.
Avengers. Yeah, Avengers.
So what's your name?
I don't think he's gonna say it.
All right, peace. He's just like, nah, never mind. He's gonna be all watching Avengers.
No. He just probably wants to watch. Is this almost the end of the movie?
Yes, it is. You got, like, 10 minutes left.
You mean 20, 30 minutes left? Ow. Ow.
Will you stop? Alright, my thing about this is when he makes the turn to go through the portal, why doesn't he just let go?
Right?
But it's, you know, the, I think it, like, the missile itself too, though, it doesn't seem like it has any type of guidance capabilities. It's like just fire and it'll hit the target.
Uh-huh.
But it could have been also one of those missiles where it's like, I know I'm going for the city and I'm heading for the city. And if he would have let go, then what if the shit would have just said,
yeah. Well, I get but that, but again, like.
But then again, it's like.
Like, alright. He's made the turn. He's about to go through the portal. Like, alright, now. Let go.
I don't understand.
Could have easily let go. As soon as he went through the portal, he could have easily just let go. Well, at least it would have been in space.
Understand something.
But I mean, all right, you see that where it just goes straight for it. So I mean, if he would have made the turn and just let go, it wouldn't have turned back around.
I really don't understand.
That sucks to have your whole entire life, to have your whole entire well-being connected to a ship, and once that shit blows up, you just drop.
Right?
I really understand something. Right. So you know how Hawkeye grabbed his arrow, pulled his bow, and then his arrow turned down. I don't understand how his arrow did that.
No pun intended when I say this, but aerodynamics. Oh, wait.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
We should maybe have some music go along with this.
No.
There's not that much music at all.
That this part was funny right here too, though.
What?
No, this
part this part right here, yeah.
What did he throw that?
He was about to punch.
Oh.
I would maybe not. I would maybe not be Iron Man if I had a fight.
No, it's still funny about. About this stuff now that now that I thought about it. Shortly after this, this is where Sitwell and everybody else come through and the cardiac arrest. And Thor is just like
I was just thinking that.
Yay.
About how it was in Infinity War.
It was Endgame.
They go back. And he's like, oh yeah, I'll just shock you with the.
They did it! Yay! I'm holding up Simba!
Ladies and gentlemen, give a round of applause for Little Miss Skittles. But this will be the only and last time you will see her. We will see her on a stream like this.
On a watch along, yes.
But next time we do a watch along, I should bring my snowball.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Is he about to maybe...
Where the hell did Hawkeye get that extra arrow from?
Right?
Yeah, where did get the extra?
That's pretty much the movie.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. All right, so...
All right.
That was the beginning of one of the... of the best trilogy sagas.
Oh, yeah, easily.
And movie wise,
easily.
All right, for this question, which I asked, maybe
I'm gonna tap one and play Dormant Potential, or actually Flying Nimbus, and I'm gonna ditch a yellow card, so I'll negate your question. Now you have one more question to ask.
All the same question I'm about to ask.
Tap one time magic. Now you gotta stay in rest mode, meaning you can't talk.
You said to be in rest mode. I'm gonna swing with my 8-drop Frieza at all three of you guys.
You're a weird kid. Alright.
Any counters? Or what?
Shut the fuck up, just about it.
Alright, so if you're watching on Twitch, thanks for watching. If you're not a follower, make sure you hit that follow button. Yeah, so I will be back on Friday with more. You are weird. I will be back on Friday streaming some more Madden. So yeah, I'll catch y'all Friday.
Bye.
Later, y'all.
Hello, bye.